From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A historic turnout for a march against terrorism in France. Almost 4 million people from every race and religion filled the streets of Paris and other French cities Sunday in solidarity with the 17 people killed in last week's terrorist attacks in the capital. Dozens of world leaders joined hundreds of thousands in Paris, where Lisa Bryant reports.
The Place de la République in central Paris was a sea of people, so jam-packed that it took about a half an hour to move a few inches. Banners were brandished everywhere in support of love, free speech, democracy, and multiculturalism. Many simply read, "I am Charlie," in support of the dozen victims of Wednesday's attack on Charlie Hebdo magazine. Islamist militants have been blamed for the shooting and for two other attacks last week that killed a police officer and four Jewish men at a kosher market. Police are still hunting a top suspect, the 26-year-old partner of one of the killers. Reports say she may have left the country before the shootings en route to Syria. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. will host a summit in Washington next month on preventing violent extremism. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder will be hosting.
We must deal not only with holding accountable those people who would perpetrate such heinous acts, but we must also deal with the underlying causes that cause these things to occur, that somehow radicalize people to take these actions that we all find to be an affront to humanity.
Attorney General Eric Holder made the announcement of the February 18th meeting from Paris Sunday, where he joined an emergency conference on terrorism in the wake of last week's terror spree in France. This is VOA News. Two explosions ripped through a market in northeastern Nigeria Sunday. It's the second attack in as many days using young girls strapped with explosives. The blast struck within minutes of each other at a crowded mobile phone market in the town of Potiskum in Yobe State. Security officials say at least five people were killed in the attack, including the two bombers. The blast comes a day after a bomb strapped to a girl believed to be just 10 years old detonated at a crowded market in the northeastern city of Maiduguri, killing at least 19 people and injuring 20 others. There's been no claim of responsibility. Lebanese officials say a series of suicide bomb attacks on a cafe in the northern city of Tripoli have left at least 9 people dead and 37 wounded. Witnesses say two bombers set off explosives at a cafe located in a predominantly Alawite neighborhood in Lebanon's second-largest city. Indonesian authorities say they have now pinpointed the location of the missing flight and data recorders from Downed Air Asia Flight 85001. All 162 people aboard were killed when the plane went down December 28th in the Java Sea. Ron Corbin reports.
Divers hope calmer waters Monday will let them find and retrieve the black boxes and fuselage. Hugh Ritchie, chief executive of Sydney-based Aviation Consultants International, says recovery of the plane's airframe and black boxes will provide clues for the cause of the accident.
In terms of the airframe, yes, they've got to get the airframe. They've got to see what's occurred. They've got to try and find out what's happened to the aircraft.
Investigators say if the flight recorders are largely undamaged, an initial report into the crash could then take several weeks, with a formal report expected to take up to 1 year. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his country's economy, Asia's third biggest, is poised to take a quantum leap forward. Mr. Modi told several world leaders Sunday at the vibrant Gujarat Business Summit that India would quickly complete economic reforms. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, World Bank Chief Jim Yong Kim, and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry were among those in attendance. Secretary Kerry called for a sharp increase in U.S.-Indian trade.
Together, we can create an environment where all of our companies play leading roles in bringing cutting-edge technologies, equipment, capital, and know-how, not just to India, but to countless countries that need this growth and development now.
Secretary Kerry led the U.S. delegation to Gujarat and laid the groundwork for a visit by President Barack Obama to India later in the month. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.